What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo, in his head coaching debut, gets the victory in Cincinnati. 16-10.
Oh, the Patriots, Keith! Woo! It's like they fired up. It's dark and hell is hot right before the game. Couple of trained dogs out there on
it
the
worked.
Field.
Ooh.
That was good.
Was that a good?
That was a good growl.
I listened to a lot of DMX when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw this crazy fight video that came up on Twitter. I told you my algorithm is absolutely screwed now.
I clicked on one. I admit.
Arcan with the asses and you fights. With these fight videos.
This is insane. So a pit bull bit like this little like Pomeranian or whatever.
Is this your algorithm?
It's awful.
Dog bites?
Fights. So what happened was.
Dog fights?
Off air or off camera, a pit bull bit like a little dog. So the little dog owner beat the brakes off the owner of the pit bull. Like. To the point where I was like, they can't show this on Twitter.
I got that one, too.
You saw that one?
Yeah, I got that one,
that
too.
That guy just wore it. Like, he was on the ground.
Can I just tell you, I definitely did not get that video. In my algorithm, I got nothing of the sort.
I'm sick about it. I clicked on one fight video, and now it's all I got. So I got to click on, like, puppy videos to kind of wash the timeline.
Right.
It's awful. Every time I go on there, it's just these like, oh, look at this classroom fight. Oh, yeah. Look at this one. Guy gets like thrown off a cliff. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. No, don't show it, Brian. Brian's showing it now. Don't show it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Show it. This guy.
I don't want to see this.
This guy's already on the ground. No, Brian. Thank
yeah, cut that off. Yeah.
The guy gets absolutely destroyed. But anyway.
So hang on.
Stop, Brian. Stop showing it.
Is that part of Brian's algorithm, too?
He had that thing ready to go.
What is wrong with you people?
But that was kind of like the Patriots defense against the Bengals.
Oh.
The Bengals offense was not happy. Yeah, they heard that in their nightmares.
Couple of trained dogs is what that was out
there. The Jonathan Jones tackle on fourth down might be the best like encapsulation of the Patriots defense / special teams. That was such an aggressive, like, and I know he's fast. Like, Jonathan Jones might be the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to hit like that.
I did not expect him to be like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu. Like, that was sick. And, like, what a tone setter and a momentum swing and all of that. So, if nothing else, the defense is as good as advertised, right? Like, there was a couple months ago, people were like, well, like, if this team is going to have a chance, it needs to have a top five defense.
Yeah.
Like, to have a chance. And I don't know, it's one game, but they made Joe Burrow look pretty mortal. Jamar Chase didn't do much, and, you know, there wasn't much cooking for Cincinnati.
I said this earlier in the show. I think the biggest difference in this team, the reason they won, it was they hit the snot out of Cincinnati right from the start. They crunched them. You're seeing the Jonathan Jones hit now, which, by the way, might have been the play of the game. I'd probably lean Duggar stripping Hudson.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean that as the play of the game.
Yep.
You could get to the Cardona forced fumble on the punt. But that play by Jonathan Jones is a huge one.
Don't sleep on Hunter Henry stripping the ball away in the
end
zone because that's a big swing.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
And so just the way they hit yesterday, I still don't think Cincinnati broke a tackle. If they broke a tackle, I don't remember it. So the way they tackled, the way they forced Cincinnati to string together plays and work their way down the field, I wasn't ready for them to play that kind of defense. I wasn't sure they would play that kind of defense. No Barmore, no Judon, and I know they didn't have Judon for a large portion of the year. No Bill, which, let's face it, I'm on board with moving on from Belichick, but
yeah,
I thought he had a bigger hand in that defense. Yesterday, they didn't miss him, not one bit.
No, I mean, so Covington and Mayo both have been with the team for a while, mm-hmm. but in, you know, much reduced roles. You know, Covington, well, really, they both were position coaches. That's kind of what they were labeled as. So you move on from Bill and Steve Belichick, and now you have the head coach and a new coordinator. And yeah, no, they were dialing up everything. Like, I don't think Joe Burrow was very comfortable back there.
No.
Plus, this is also a staple of Bill Belichick defenses over the years in the great Super Bowl years. If you have one really good player on offense, you're probably not going to do much, right? Like DeAndre Hopkins, Hall of Fame receiver, against the Pats, didn't do much because that's all they had on offense.
True.
So they would shut him down. You know, if teams have multiple guys, okay, that's a little different story, and then you might have some good games. But when it's one guy, and last night or yesterday, when you look at Cincinnati, who was active with no T. Higgins, you're like, it's just Jamar Chase. And oh, by the way, he doesn't even want to be there. But it was just Jamar Chase, and they shut him right down.
Yeah, so, man, I'm surprised they played defense the way they did. And I see this in the Twitch chat. We probably should have brought this up earlier.
Yeah, what do you got?
You saw Jabril Peppers basically said he tweaked his hip at practice. He couldn't sleep the whole night before the game.
Yeah.
And he, again, I mean, he was running off the field. He's an emotional leader
played
on
every
team.
Play.
Did you see him coming off the field yesterday?
Yeah.
Into the tunnel. Elliot Wolf, first of all, with his backpack on, just dorking out, like high-fiving people and everything he was doing. And then Jabril Peppers comes off the field and he's like, this is what the F we do.
I know.
Like, this is people doubting
us. Last year, remember what he said?
This is, well, I do.
Yeah.
He said, who was that to?
Was
Saquon.
Saquon.
Yeah.
He's lucky, like, we ass.
You're lucky we ass. Which they were.
I don't know if they're lucky. That just happens to be the case. But, yeah, no, he was all about it.
He's also, like, this is what the F we do.
That,
and
helmet thing that he was wearing?
I kind of believe it. Oh, was he wearing?
I'm sure it's supposed to be.
Was that the Guardian cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was wearing like the slip over the Guardian cap, right? That was it. Peppers was wearing that yesterday.
It's like a modern day Mark Kelso. Didn't Kelso used to wear that thing?
Ooh, I don't know.
Like the extra hat.
I know that's what they've been doing in the preseason, some players were.
Yeah, but he was still wearing it in the game, and hopefully it's really safe because it looks terrible. Like, it's just not, it's not good to look at.
He was one of the very few around the league that did.
I didn't see any others.
Jonathan Taylor was supposed to, but I don't think he did.
He was like, I can't do this. Jonathan Taylor probably caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror and was like, I can't.
No self.
Look good, play good.
No self-respecting man would. By the way, on the guest line, we now have Jabril Peppers. He wants to talk to Keith.
look good out there, Jabril. Talk us through it.
You got to deal. Who would you rather deal with? Joey Sly or Jabril Peppers? Those are people
either
we would
one
anger
of them.
Today. Yeah.
I'd get pummeled like that guy in the Pitbull video.
Terp's got to deal with Vidarian Lowe now because he's crapping all over the offensive line.
That's true. Of all days to be
seriously,
down low.
Seriously, Turp, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, so now you get a good look at it. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that's just, I hope it is healthier. So last week, though, when we were talking to Taylor Twellman, he's like, you can kind of put whatever you want around it, but if you shake it up enough, like, it's still going to cause damage. Like, I wouldn't call those helmets concussion proof.
No.
Might be a little resistant, maybe.
It looks better with the little slip over it than just the foam on the outside of the
helmet. Yeah, I think they probably have to, like, for league rules, put the logo on there, make it look like a helmet.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, I wasn't ready to see one of those in a real game.
No, I guess I wasn't ready for him specifically to be wearing that.
But to your overall point, like, he was fired up after the game.
And again, the defense was fired up, and that is a Mayo thing. That's something I'll give Mayo and Covington credit for. Like, they looked like they were shot out of a cannon yesterday, and they were hitting the snot out of the Bengals, who kind of looked like they didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
So this goes into our next question. How much of yesterday was about the Patriots? And I think it's a fair amount, but we have to account for a chunk of it was about Cincinnati yesterday, which is why all week I wanted the Patriots and the points. I didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't say Patriots win. I didn't go there, so I'm not thumping my chest about calling it, but I just didn't trust Cincinnati. It was more about not trusting Cincinnati and all of their contract squabbles and even Burrow's health. The lack of Mixon. Mixon was awesome yesterday, by the way. I don't know if you saw any of that Texans game.
Mixon had
160 or something like that on the ground, 159. And so I do think that a good chunk of it yesterday was about the Bengals. And that's not taking away from the Patriots. It's just acknowledging what was obvious yesterday. Cincinnati, not ready to go.
Yeah, last year they lost by 21 to Cleveland week one. You know, they got absolutely the doors blown right off them. And, I mean, you can't say that the contract with Chase wasn't affecting them. I mean, he looked like he didn't want to be there. So that was definitely a part of it. But also the Patriots made it easy for those guys to be like, all right, we don't have it today. You know, because they were hitting them so hard and they were all over the field.
This is what I think. I think Cincinnati came in not totally locked in, focused on Chase, no T. Higgins. So I get all that. But I do think the Patriots took away their will to want to compete a little bit. Because, again, Cincinnati didn't have a first down until the second quarter.
Yeah, it's pretty dominant.
And the Patriots smacked the snot out of them, as we said a couple of different times. It's Patriots Monday. here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. But we're joined right now by Patriots linebacker Jawan Bentley. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Jawan Bentley, how are we doing this week? How's it feel to be 1-0?
Man, it feels great, man. How you guys doing?
Doing really well. We're doing well. I asked this to your teammate Hunter Henry earlier today. I've heard Gerard Mayo talk about it as well. A lot of us, myself included, had our doubts about the Patriots this year. Do you have any message to those of us who doubted you guys going into week one?
No, I've never worried about you guys too much. I focus on the guys that do believe and the guys in this building. So that was our main focus, and we stayed locked in.
Well, one of the guys, obviously, that believes in you is your head coach, Gerard Mayo. And I know after the game, he was really giving you guys all the credit, saying this is all about the players. But how good did it feel for you, a guy you've been around for a long time, getting his opportunity to be a head coach for the first time and not wasting any time getting him a win right off the rip here?
Definitely feels great just for us to recognize that our hard work wasn't in vain. Obviously, we always just put our head down and just kind of get to work. So reaping the benefits of that hard work and dedication is definitely meaningful and means a lot to us.
You guys were hitting yesterday as a team. We were talking before about that Jonathan Jones hit on fourth down. That's something we didn't really know he was capable of. We knew he was fast. We knew he could cover. I didn't know he could hit like that. Were you ready for that level of a hit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jay Jones is nothing new to hard-hitting football. You guys are getting a glimpse. I'll say that's a testament to a whole lot of things that you guys don't necessarily know, but we recognize, so it's no shock to us. We just go out there and do our thing. So it's kind of feels good for you guys to kind of be put on notice.
Yeah, no, we're on notice. We are very much on notice.
And
yeah.
So are the Bengals. And I think early on they could tell, like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be a long day for us on offense. Could you get that sense of the frustration that they were having offensively?
I mean, our focus is never on them. Our focus is just always on us. As far as what they got going on, at the end of the day, this is a big league. This ain't no, like, you can't be worried about all the other things that's happening off the field, stuff that don't matter. What matters is what happens between those white lines. So once we get between the white lines, we're ready to go.
We're talking to Patriots linebacker Jawan Bentley here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We can hear a little bit of the facility there. I was told that it was quite a rowdy locker room after the game yesterday in Cincinnati. Can you give us some insight into what the locker room was like after the win yesterday?
I mean, full of excitement. Obviously, when we put a whole lot of work into it, when you reap the benefits and come out with that win, it means a lot. So we're just excited. We were excited about that one, and now we're even more excited to kind of re-up the tank, correct some mistakes, and get right back at it and be able to be ready to go next week against Seattle.
You know, there's been so much attention on Gerard Mayo, of course, being a first-year head coach, but DeMarcus Covington, first year as a defensive coordinator, how much confidence do you guys have in him? It seemed like he was dialing up everything perfect yesterday.
We have a ton of confidence in DeMarcus, man. He always addresses us as just like professional players in the sense of giving us the keys and recognizing different formations and able to make decisions on the defensive side of the ball. And he also kind of thinks in the same realm of us as being that kind of aggressive mentality and taking our shots when we can. Obviously, Cincinnati being a dynamic offense, we had to pick our spots really kind of strategic, especially with Burrow and Chase on the other side of the ball. So I thought we did that. I thought we came out and kind of stuck to our game plan, and we reaped the benefits of that.
No Matthew Judon yesterday for the Patriots. No Matthew Judon all season for you guys. Keon White plugged White right in this season. How's he looked, and what sort of season do you think is in store for him after 2.5 sacks yesterday?
Well, I mean, you guys seen it. You guys seen we're just getting the ball rolling so far. Obviously, I'm not going to putting like that on Keon as far as like expectations and things like that. Obviously, we all have high expectations for each other and the entire defense. So just having him have that coming out party is definitely big. We just look to build off of that, not just him, as well as the other rushers and D linemen that we do have on our side of the ball. We just focus on just getting better each and every week.
You see bad tackling around the league every week. You didn't see any bad tackling from you guys yesterday. And I'm curious, how do you practice that when you're really not allowed to practice. Like, I can't imagine how many practices you've had where it's full hitting, full go, full tackle. And I think it, over the course of the last several years, we've sort of seen it taking effect in the league. But I don't think you guys missed a single tackle yesterday. How can you practice it without practicing it, I guess, is my question.
I would say it's just a huge testament to just Gerard setting up practices in a way. Like, obviously, you can't do as many live tackling, but we find ways to kind of not necessarily bring each other to the ground all the time, but make sure we get our technique down and just focus on the details. Whether, like, at the end of the day, it's getting tougher and tougher to tackle these guys in the open field, especially with all the new rules and all that kind of stuff going into place. But we got to just make it happen. We professionals, we train ourselves and just adapt. And so just us coming out and kind of taking the coaching and focusing on the dynamic players, playing in their hip, all that kind of stuff, and rallying to the football. That's the main thing, is just focus on the fundamentals and running to the football. Those things right there never change. Effort plays and stuff like that. That's stuff that's always going to be important. And we did that yesterday.
You mentioned Seattle a couple of different times, Juwan. It's the home opener on Sunday. What's your message to the fans for the game, the home opener on Sunday against the Seahawks?
Show up, be loud, and just be with us. Be with us. We're excited. We're excited to finally get a home game. We're excited to see all the fans, but even more so, we're excited to just take this week one day at a time and just consistently just get better. Hopefully the fans will stick with us throughout the process and enjoy with us.
Okay. He's Juwan Bentley, Patriots linebacker, joining us here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. Juwan, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Juwan.
All right, Juwan Bentley is brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Patriots. Stay with us, Patriots.
Stay with
fans.
Us. And I'll tell you, it could have gone very differently. And, you know, I think week one, the home opener was going to be pretty full regardless. But how the fans go into there and like the early, like you're 0-1, you lose by 30 and everyone's screaming for the backup quarterback versus you just beat Joe Burrow on the road. That's a huge difference.
No, there should be yes, legitimate excitement, not just I got tickets and it's a home opener, I'm going to go.
No, people are going to be fired up.
They should be fired up.
Yep.
Real quick, before we get to trending with Billy Lanny, I want to squeeze this one in. Johnny in Brooklyn's been waiting very patiently. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. You know, I just wanted to know what happened to Adam Jones. Who's sitting next to you today, Keith? Because to think that I would call in and bring the negativity is baffling to me.
Bring it, Johnny.
But you did touch on it there. Well, you touched on it there. Is just how much of this was about the Patriots and how much was it about the Bengals. And, I mean, the Bengals were freaking horrible yesterday. Oh, my God. So I'm glad the Patriots won. I'm happy about everything. I'm most happy that you guys are on the air from 10 to 2 now. I'm loving it. Thanks for taking my call. You guys are the best. Take care.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, Johnny, we appreciate that.
That is true. I don't know if it's like a body switch movie. I've seen a lot of those. I don't know if somebody, like a positive fan, jumped in there for Jones'
body.
A
Freaky Friday.
A Freaky Friday.
A Freaky Patriots Monday.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with Jason Bateman, whatever that one was. There's a bunch of these. But
there was a Jason Bateman body switch? Up.
Thank you, Billy.
The change
up. What's the change up?
Wow.
Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, they peed in a fountain or something. They switched.
Wait, I saw that. Okay.
The freaky one with Vince Vaughn, which is like a Friday the 13th meets Freaky Friday. It's fun.
How old is that? Is that recent?
A few years.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah, within 10 years.
Yeah.
Switches place with a high school girl or something like that.
Yeah, it's really good. I actually enjoyed it.
Like the Rob Schneider version,
really good?
Except not, you know.
It's good.
You're right. No, it's too much.
It's like the hot chick with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rob Schneider is the carrot.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
But the Bengals could have been bad and not interested in the game, but I still think the Patriots had to do what they – like, they made it tough on Cincinnati.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure going into the week that even if the opponent plays really bad, if the Patriots would still win that game. Like, that's sort of where I thought that they were. Like,
they lost just about every single time last year when the opponent played poorly.
Right. Like, it didn't matter. Like, the opponent plays down, still gets a win. It's like, oh, phew, the good thing we're playing the Pats this week, where at least in week one you didn't have that.
Oh, I see. This is the Vince Vaughn vehicle right here.
It's good.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We got the movie poster and everything.
We're sneaking up on hashtag Dorktober, where we'll be watching a lot of horror movies. That's worth a rewatch.
Nice.
Freaky.
A body swap that cuts deep, it says.
And a pun mixed in. Why not?
Pretty good. Yep. Who swapped bodies with the Patriots? That would be the coaching staff. No more Bill Belichick. Are the Patriots better off without Bill? And who was it more about yesterday? You can jump in on that. Patriots or Bengals? Did the Bengals just not show up? Anybody could have beat them? Or did the Patriots force the Bengals to play that way? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe.
Okay. pizza. That's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Jerod Mayo's message to Patriots fans, similar to Juwan Bentley. Like, hey, it's going to take some time, but go out there, be loud, come support the team. How realistic is it, Keith?
Yes.
They're starting 2-0. They already got the surprising win against the Bengals. Like, again, not to get way ahead of ourselves, but...
Well, honestly, like, pretty good.
Seattle's a winnable game. That's a very winnable game.
We did the win-loss on the now-defunct Rich Keefe show.
Yep.
That we did, like, a schedule release party. So how do you celebrate a schedule release party? You win-loss the schedule.
Makes
That's
sense.
What you do.
Yeah.
And Seattle was one of the wins. And I'm on the low end. I think I had about 3 wins, maybe 4 for the season.
And Seattle was one
of them. Seattle was one of them.
Yeah.
So after they beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati, I'm certainly not going to change my tune on that one. I thought, you know, when we were all guessing when Drake May was going to start, I was thinking maybe week 5 and they would be 1-3, the one win being the home opener. Because after that, Jets, I think, is going to be a tough game. Niners, obviously, is a tough game. And maybe you want them at home to start. But... No, Seattle, and I know Seattle won the game yesterday. They came back and they beat Denver, who did not look very good. And you'd pointed out Kenneth Walker, who really was their offense, got banged up in the game.
Late, yeah.
So even though Vegas is going Patriots 3.5-point dogs at home, ruff, 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 I kind of like them.
Ruff.
Big home ruff. Dogs bark the loudest.
Yeah, I like being a bigger dog than you, apparently. Do that?
Ruff, ruff, ruff,
yeah, yeah.
Little
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah,
just a little guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm overcompensating for something with my big dog bark.
Scrappy
yeah.
little dog.
Yeah.
No, this is a very winnable game. This is one of the most winnable games on the schedule, even before they looked as good as they did against Cincinnati.
Can I take it a step farther?
Oh, boy.
I think the Jets is a very winnable game. Like
So Jones has them 3-0. So the body switch is fully on.
I think I got the Patriots 3-0 going into the Niners right now.
Wow.
Like,
yeah, I like the Jets way more than you. Now, about the Jets may change tomorrow.
Let's see them tonight. I'm with you on that.
Uh-huh.
I did see a stat earlier today. The runner-up in the Super Bowl,
okay,
their opener the next year is atrocious.
They usually get smoked?
Well, I don't know if they get smoked, but okay. I think against the spread, they're quite bad. Let me try to find that for you. I'll have to circle back.
Are you taking the Niners tonight? Or are you taking the Jets?
I would take the Niners tonight. Was it 4.5? Or is it down to 4?
I think I see it's 3.5.
Okay, yeah, I'd definitely take the
Niners. Yeah.
Since 2000, the loser of the Super Bowl, 5-19 against the spread week 1.
Oh, no.
There you go.
The loser of the Super Bowl doesn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, traditionally, yeah. This is true. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. I think what you said earlier, Keith, is right. Fans would have shown up.
That's the home opener.
And gone to the home opener no matter what, but there might be some real juice.
But
going
now a little lather.
Some excitement.
You're gonna be real pumped.
Going into that game for sure. So you can jump in on the phones on that. We'll get to grab bag next hour. I saw some questions in the Twitch chat. When are you guys going to get to Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Tom Brady.
We will get to Brady's debut. I watched it very, very closely yesterday. We'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm thinking 1:20. So less than an hour from now, we'll really give you a full breakdown on Brady. Are they better off without Bill Belichick, Keith? Are they in a better spot? And my answer through 1 week, I would say, how could you not feel that way? Mayo got more out of all these Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia were on that Underdog podcast. Coach bragging about how the Patriots brought back all their guys and we like these guys and we had this guy and we know that guy and we brought them all in. Yeah, you got nothing out of them. You got nothing out of those guys. Mayo through 1 game, and it's only 1 game.
One game.
But Mayo through 1 game got more out of all of those guys yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Ramondre had one of his best games we've ever seen him. The offensive line, as Patrick is my big.
Did you know they did not have a 100-yard rusher or receiver last year?
Yeah, that checks out.
One game in, they already did it.
I didn't know about the rusher. I knew the receiver. I mean, the receiver was real bad. That you probably got to go back a ways to get the 100-yard receiver, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I think two things can be true. Bill Belichick can be the greatest head coach of all time and also not the right coach for the 2024 Patriots. Like, it was time to move on. I had bigger gripes with trades, free agent signings, and drafts than I did coaching, but I would also admit the coaching clearly wasn't perfect. If you had so much emphasis on special teams, and yet you're giving up kick return touchdowns, or there's penalties and all these other things, and it, like, how buttoned up was it? Then that's a question. And I think we'll see what the shelf life is for this, but the guys love Jerod Mayo, and it doesn't mean like, oh, they love him because he's easy on him. I think they're playing for him. I think they don't want to embarrass him. They don't want him to go out there and be 0-8.
Yesterday, they absolutely were playing.
Because I think a lot of times, and I know Mayo's even pushed back on, like, I don't really want to be known as, like, a player's coach, because that does have sort of, like, a negative connotation, especially if you're losing. Oh, this guy's a player's coach. Mm-hmm. So, what, you're not practicing? You show up whenever you want? You know, nothing. So, he can be a player's coach, and I think... You talk about Jabril Peppers or like how emotional he was. We kind of joked, but whatever. It had the impact on Jacoby Brissett. Like he was in tears by what Mayo was telling
like
him before
the game. Like 4 times yesterday, yeah.
But those guys aren't looking at it like, oh, Mayo doesn't make us do as many laps as Belichick does. No, they're out there saying, we want to show you that this way can also work, so we're going to play our ass off for this guy.
Yeah, I didn't have the Patriots in the playoffs or anything like that. But
no, I still don't.
I had them at 6 wins in part because I think there's a post-Belichick bump. I think the absence of Bill is good for a win or two. I do. And I just think, as you said earlier, there's a shelf life for everything. Francona, Doc, Claude Julien, all those guys. None of them were bad coaches. Maybe Doc. But whatever.
Doc is probably a bad coach.
Whatever. Yeah. They all were successful here, but it was time for all of them. Yeah. And same thing with Bill. And I just think that there's some addition by subtraction there. It does not make Bill a bad coach. That means he lost that room.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't... Well, tell me how you feel about it.
All right.
Mayo reiterated time and time again. And if you missed any of the interviews today on a Patriots Monday, go check it out on the Odyssey app. We just talked to Juwan Bentley. Gerard Mayo, very, very extended in it, like a half an hour, legitimately, with the Greg Hill Show today.
Fun game to play this year.
Yeah.
In wins, how long is the interview? After losses, how long is the interview?
Great game. I like it.
Probably 10 minutes after a loss, 30 minutes after a win.
My guess. Good game to play. Guess, yeah. It was about a half an hour today. I was sitting in my car going, look, this is great, but when does this wrap up? I ultimately got to go to work.
It's going to bleed into our show.
Right. So, it was a good interview. Check it out on YouTube as well. Subscribe to WEEI. He said over and over and over and over and over again, we're going to run the football. Everybody knows we're going to run the football. You have to stop us. I mean, that sounds good, I guess. Like, that's like a tough guy thing to say.
Yeah, huh?
How likely is that plan going to work every single week for 17 weeks in 2024?
I don't love it over... I don't mind him saying that because I think it's obvious. So you have Ramondre Stevenson as your running back with Alex Van Pelt as the play caller and Jacoby Brissett's your quarterback. I'm guessing you're not throwing for 400 every week.
Probably not.
Right? Like, I don't need the head coach to tell me that. I'd be like, oh, my God, he just gave away the game plan. Like... To his point, too, was at the end of the game, when the Patriots had the ball and the lead, what did everyone in the whole stadium know that they were going to do?
Run.
And they couldn't. They couldn't stop him, since they still couldn't stop him. So I don't love that as a number one game plan in modern NFL. I think the Browns are kind of a good example where over the last handful of years, when Nick Chubb's been out there, they've kind of gotten the most out of it. But then you run into like a Kansas City or a Buffalo or a team that like their quarterback is single-handedly going to like win the games for them. Like, I don't think you win many of those.
Right. And you're talking about like a top-end thing, but could it raise their floor? And I'll tell you,
that could be.
I watched Detroit last night, and I'd rather have David Montgomery. I'd obviously rather have Jahmyr Gibbs than what the Patriots have in Ramondre Stevenson. But
you think Montgomery's better than Stevenson? See, I think Stevenson might be better than him. I think Gibbs might be a little bit more dynamic.
Fine,
but
whatever.
Like, I kind of like Stevenson.
Then same. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
So... I watched what the Lions did in that overtime last night. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm shortchanging the run game to raise your floor a little bit. But to your point, here's what they did. 2:13 left. They get the ball back. Zach Taylor meekly punts on fourth down in his own end after going for it fourth and five earlier in the game. Game's on the line. He decides to punt. It made no sense.
Uh-huh.
5-yard run with Stevenson. 9-yard run with Stevenson. 3-yard run with Stevenson. 9-yard run.
When everybody knew.
Ball game. The whole stadium knew it.
Third tackle, two tight ends. Like, it's like, we are running the ball. And they did.
Yeah.
And they did it successfully.
So that's something. How do you feel about it? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Cotto's in Boston. Go ahead, Cotto.
Hey. So I think it's clearly obvious that no matter what Jacoby Brissett does, the Patriots fan base is going to want Drake May to come in and play. But, you know, obviously, since we're going to keep running Jacoby Brissett from what it seems like, I think some key factors are obviously, you know, the run game has to keep going in the right direction. The defense has to keep playing lights out. But one thing that needs to improve, and I know we don't have a receiver one, but it's just a receiving, you know. I'm pretty happy with the pickup of KJ Osborne once again, not a receiver one. But I think that he should be coming down with more catches. I mean, yesterday he had a couple hit him right in the hand. You got to make those catches.
Okay, so Cotto, I forgot about this.
He stinks.
Holy crap. I was like, cut him now.
It's a very positive day. We've been positive for 2.5 hours. KJ Osborne is useless.
Cut him.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. You said Polk played more than 50% of the snaps. I'm shocked at that.
He had one target, so you wouldn't really notice, but he was out there.
He did
a decent amount.
Outperform number three pick, four pick, I'm sorry, number four pick, Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there with Harrison.
Harrison had one catch for 4 yards, Polk one for six.
Eesh.
Polk greater than Marvin Harrison
Rookie
Jr.
Rookie of the year standings.
Yes.
Not great for those guys.
No, but.
No, yesterday, nobody had more than three catches. Ramondre had three catches for 6 yards. KJ Osborne had three catches for 21 yards.
And
I was on six targets.
And I'd cut him sight unseen. I would cut KJ Osborne right now.
So you know what's interesting is Javon Baker was
inactive.
It was inactive. And I think Mayo claimed like it wasn't because of the Instagram Live. It may or may not have been. Like he probably was that on the depth chart anyway. Kayshon Booty was active, didn't play. So they only played four wide receivers. Thornton had two catches for 27. Osborne, like I said, three for 21. Pop Douglas, two for 12. And Polk, one for six. Both tight ends had a couple of grabs, Henry and Austin Hooper. But, I mean, Brissett completed 15 passes for 121 yards. Like, they weren't throwing it. They didn't really need to.
No, exactly. I was just going to say, and they did not need to. No. But I don't need to see KJ Osborne anymore. And Brissett's numbers would have been better if that guy could catch.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Speaking of the quarterback play, it's a check mark for Elliott Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, Jerod Mayo. They win with Jacoby Brissett week one. What does that mean for the Drake May plan? And how did the rookies play in week one? Spoiler alert, not good. What does that mean for Drake May? We'll get to it next.
You like his size and you like his arm. I think his inexperience really, you know, showed up in the preseason, you know, as it did a little bit in North Carolina. And I think that he needs a lot of seasoning in terms of reading coverages, overall throw mechanics, and consistency. Is he, you know, a big, fast athlete? Yeah, but I think it's going to take more than that to be ready to play quarterback in the National Football League.
But you can't give away. You got an easy throw, you got to make it.
No, I mean, you expect quarterbacks at this level to be able to throw checkdowns to backs, to throw, you know, slant routes to wide receivers, to hit a wide open seam. And look, you know, we all have plays that we wish we had back. Just saying these are some of the things that, you know, we need to work on. I think that May probably has more of these than the other quarterbacks do based on what we've seen in preseason, which is, granted, a limited sample.
The one thing we learned today is it's going to take some patience, right? I mean, none of these guys are going to step in. I mean, Troy Aikman went 1-15 his first year in the league, right? Peyton Manning was 1-15 through ridiculous amount of interceptions.
Mahomes and Brady didn't even play.
Mahomes and Brady
didn't play.
And that's probably was a good thing. So I think there has to be a level of patience. Look, all of them show the skill set that they need to have to become starting quarterbacks in the league.
That's right.
It's just we have to lower our expectations and take less time because too many of those bad plays results in losses.
Rough day for those two. I'm sure Lombardi's in the fetal position somewhere with the Patriots winning a game without Bill Belichick. Lombardi's just under his desk rocking back and forth.
I know.
Their commentary on the rookie quarterbacks for 1 week, though, not that far off. That was prior to the games on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't realize Brady and Mahomes never played.
Yeah, I never heard that before. That was good insight by Bill. It's a good thing Underdog's giving him $4 million to say that Brady and Mahomes never played.
He's going to be steaming, though.
Ben Roethlisberger went 15-1 as a rookie.
Yeah, Russell Wilson
or the team went 15-1.
Andy Dalton got an awful Bengals team to the playoffs
as a
rookie.
Andy Dalton took the Bengals to the playoffs as
Mac
a rookie.
Mac Jones.
C.J. Stroud. So, like, you know, I like this game. I like the game where we just shout our examples and people on the other side who shout their examples back.
There's only been, thousands of quarterbacks that have started games.
It's a fun game. But that is why they pay Bill Belichick all that money, is to say that Patrick Mahomes didn't play as a rookie. Thanks, Bill. Good insight, Bill.
But you know.
And again, T's and P's to Lombardi, that his guy, Bill Belichick, the Patriots, won a game without Bill, because I'm sure Lombardi didn't see that one coming.
Well, not only that, but Bill is on 5-6 different outlets, right?
So he has the gram.
And he's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Did he Instagram live during the Pats game?
I would never post another Instagram his intro to Instagram. I would never do that again.
See you later, guys. Hello, guys. So he is on Instagram, but he's everywhere. So he has, he's probably going to be asked about the Patriots 5, 6, 7, 10 different ways.
Yep.
And you know he, of course, wanted them to lose. And because they are now just
1,000%.
3 wins away from tying what he did last year. And, like, it's just close. I mean, it's such a low bar anyway. He left them with 4 wins. He left them with a bad roster. And right off the rip, they get a road win against a good what we think is a good team. Like, I don't think Bill was anticipating that.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time they had a win this good? I'm guessing people might say Buffalo last
Buffalo,
year.
Buffalo, yeah.
That was unexpected, but they were still like 2-5. You didn't feel great about that win.
Yeah.
They're 1-0 right now. Like,
riding real high right now.
Yeah, Max rookie year maybe is the last time they had a win that felt this good.
Yeah.
Like, in that, I don't know, when they started, you know, blowing doors against the Browns or maybe even the win game in Buffalo. Like, when's the last time you felt this good?
Oh, the win game was a weird one. Yeah, you felt good, but you were also like, that was weird. Like, you didn't trust your quarterback to throw
the ball. You didn't feel good for Mac, but you felt good as a Patriots fan coming out of that game. It's been a while. So, look, I think Bill, this will be interesting to follow, Keith.
Yeah.
I think Bill can, like, bite his tongue and give the Patriots credit for 1 week. I think he has that in him. And maybe I'm giving him too much credit. If they're 2-0, or as I suggested earlier, 3-0.
Oh, now we're going 3-0.
And they beat the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, Bill.
Oh, if they beat
Bill
the Jets.
Bill will not be able to resist taking little shots at the Patriots and, like, undermining the crafts, maybe. Like, oh, if they would have just ponied up to pay the guys that I wanted him to keep.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep this guy. I wanted to keep that guy. Like,
because then it's looking like it not only was it Bill the right
won't
call.
Be, he won't be able to resist if they're, like, 2-0, 3-0, something like that, 2-1 even.
8-0.
Yeah, thank you. 16-0. He won't be able to help himself.
No, because not only will it start to really look like Robert Kraft made the right call, but it's also that it's ahead of schedule. Because it could still be the right call, and they're not great this year, or not even good, or not even average this year. But if they end up being average or closer to like that 6-8 win total that you were saying, that's way ahead of schedule. And, yeah, Bill will not be thrilled.
No,
that,
he can't handle that. And, again, he for all the social media jobs he's taking and all these various jobs he's taking, if the Patriots win more games without him, he can look young and hip all he wants on Instagram.
That's not a good sign.
He's gonna look bad if the Patriots win 6 or 8 games this year.
Yeah, because I was always of the, like, Bill Belichick probably gives you a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the code. Coach,
literally.
No, yeah. No, but like, say whatever your roster is.
Yeah.
Say you're
add a win or two, right?
Well, that's why I was a proponent of him going to Dallas or Buffalo or Philly, because you're like, all right, they already have a great roster. He can't screw up the roster, so you put him in there. If he gives them a couple more wins, that might just be the difference. So let's say he actually did a good coaching job last year. That team was the roster was dreadful.
Yep.
And they were a 2-win team, and he got 4 out of them. Well, if Gerard Mayo gets 5, 6, 7 out of them, you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, hang on.
Hold on a second.
I thought you were the good coach there,
Bill. I thought you were playing chess or was playing checkers.
Now, their commentary was about the rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I've been sidetracked.
And they
were
great.
They were crapping all over May, number one.
He didn't even play. May actually looked the best of all the rookie quarterbacks.
Didn't play. Let me give you the numbers again. I did this earlier, but I think it's worth circling back to. Caleb Williams. The Bears
win.
Won.
W. Let me stop right there. Next.
Can't argue with that.
Yep.
14 out of 29. 93 yards. Played the whole game.
How do you complete 14 passes for under 100 yards?
I have no idea. 15 rush yards and a fumble. They at least won. Jaden Daniels was the best out of the rookies who played.
Yeah.
17 out of 24, 184. That's not great. 88 rush yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He did look dynamic as a runner, but did not look good as a passer.
No.
And then Bo Nix, 26 out of 42, 138, 2 picks. One was horrendously bad. He did have 35 rushing yards and a rushing score. They lost to Seattle, who the Patriots play next week. Watching the rookies, do the Patriots have a point, or are they on to something by sitting Drake May while those other guys threw him to the wolves, which I wanted them to do with Drake May?
Yeah.
And they all look terrible.
I mean, they got the win, so right now the Patriots could say what they did was the right thing. Like, you're literally taking it week to week. I'm still with these rookie quarterbacks looking more big picture, and I don't think you can break them. Like, these three guys are either going to be good or not in their NFL careers, and I don't think they're going to look back and be like, well, they sucked week one, and now they're going to suck for the rest of their careers. Like, I think maybe one or two of these guys will figure it out. I think Williams and Nix are going to be good NFL quarterbacks. Based on yesterday, no. But even though we're clowning on Lombardi and Bill, there are examples for all of these things. Like, every single scenario, there's been so much football. Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, Hall of Famers, guys that might be top 10 quarterbacks all time, were dreadful. Mm-hmm. So if we were on radio then, and we're like, oh my God, look at Peyton Manning.
This Aikman
4 picks,
can't play.
This guy's a bomb. Number one pick on this guy?
Let me give you one last year. It was preseason, but C.J. Stroud threw a pick on his first drive against the Patriots in the preseason. Right. I'm like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, so they're going to have good games. They're going to have bad games. And I think in each spot, do they think, hey, getting this guy on the field, learning from his mistakes, that's going to be beneficial long term? Or what the Patriots have decided, and this is very split. Like, we talked to Bledsoe last week, who was a guy who played week one as a number one overall pick. And even he said, well, when I got hurt, I actually learned from the sideline a little bit. And you're like, Okay, so maybe Drake May will be one of those guys. And one of the reasons, too, like, if you look at all those spots, who's not only playing in front of or behind the rookie quarterback, who the play caller is, who the top wide receiver is, who the lineman is, right? Like, they're not all the same. Like, Sean Payton, for example, is in Denver saying, all right, I have Jarrett Stidham, I have Zach Wilson, and I have Bo Nix. Well, let me just take Bo Nix. Like, these other guys maybe
were... That different than here, though. It's like it's Brissett or May. Like, that's not that different.
But I could see Van Pelt saying, give me Brissett.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Just because of the relationship.
I could see Peyton being like, these other two guys are kind of scrubby. I'll just take Bo Nix and mold him to what I want to do. Whereas Van Pelt's looking at it and saying, I've worked with Brissett. Brissett's worked in this offense. Let's just set the baseline here. And then work in Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, look, all we can do is come in each Monday and see how it worked out for 1 week. Give the Patriots credit. They're managing their young guy, and all the other highly drafted rookie quarterbacks who played week one, they all stunk. And two of them lost. And Caleb Williams is lucky to win.
I wonder if we see Penix, by the way. He's the one guy who is like the clear non-starter, even though Drake May isn't a starter. But Kirk Cousins was terrible. And I know they paid him a lot of money. But Seattle paid, years ago, Matt Flynn a lot of money and then started Russell Wilson right off the rip because he was better. And everybody seems to
say... And Wilson was a third-round pick. Penix is the eighth pick.
He's the eighth pick. And Penix, by all accounts, looked pretty good. They didn't even play him in the last game because I don't think they want a QB controversy, but they could be coming around the corner.
Yeah, could be. That's,
does Penix play before Drake May? I never thought in a million years that'd be the case. I mean, but my answer
is no, but it's a lot closer than I thought. That's true. After 1 week, it's closer than I thought. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe with you until 2 o'clock. You have WEEI afternoons at that point. Andy Hart and Christian Arcand will be talking to Jacoby Brissett. And I believe Jonathan Jones. He of the bone-crushing hit fourth down. So stay tuned for all that. Next hour, we're going to get to Tom Brady, his performance in the broadcast booth, and whether or not we need to raise the ceiling for the Patriots. That's next with all your phone calls here on Patriots Monday.